This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Hungarian parliament approved Sweden's bid to join NATO Monday, clearing the way for the Nordic country to become the 32nd member of the defense alliance. VOA's Rick Pantaleo tells us more.
U.S. Ambassador to Hungary, David Pressman, shares his thoughts on the security advancement NATO will have after Hungary's parliament voted on Monday to ratify Sweden's bid to join NATO.
Sweden's accession to NATO will advance the security of the United States, the security of Hungary, and the security of the alliance. And this has been a decision that has taken some time, and we look forward to the process concluding rapidly.
Monday's vote in Hungary's parliament brings an end to more than 18 months of delays that have frustrated the alliance as it seeks to expand in response to Russia's war in Ukraine. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports a Western leader mentioned the possibility of ground troops in Ukraine.
French President Emmanuel Macron talked about the possibility of sending ground troops into Ukraine. After a meeting on Ukraine in Paris with European and other Western officials, Macron said here through an interpreter, there's no consensus to send in troops on the ground. But in terms of dynamics,
we cannot exclude anything. We will do everything we can to prevent Russia from winning this war.
Macron did not go into detail about which nations were considering sending troops. He says nothing can be ruled out.
The people said never ever today were the same ones who said never ever planes, never ever long-range missiles, never ever tanks. They said all that 2 years ago.
Macron cited the need to solidify security to head off any Russian attacks on additional countries in the future. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. President Joe Biden says he hopes a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that would pause hostilities and allow for remaining hostages to be released can take effect by early next week. This is VOA News. The Israeli military says its Air Force struck targets of the militant Hezbollah group deep inside Lebanon. At least two Hezbollah members were killed. Monday's statement by the Israeli military came as residents in the northeastern city of Baalbek reported hearing explosions. The strikes near Baalbek are among the deepest into Lebanon since a January airstrike on Beirut killed a top Hamas official. Hezbollah has been exchanging fire with Israeli troops along the border since the Israeli-Hamas war broke out on October 7th. A Lebanese security official said Israel's Air Force carried out three airstrikes on the outskirts of the village of Bideh near Baalbek. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says that combatants in places such as Congo, Gaza, Myanmar, Ukraine, and Sudan are turning a blind eye to international law, and he made a plea for a greater respect for human rights and peace around the world.
Our world is becoming less safe by the day. After decades of stable power relations, we are transitioning into an era of multipolarity.
Speaking at the UN's top human rights body opening its latest session, Guterres said Monday attacks on human rights take many forms and reiterated his frequent calls for debt relief for some of the world's poorest countries and greater spending to fight climate change. Emergency crews responded after a letter with white powder was sent to the home of Donald Trump Jr. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
A letter containing an unidentified white powder was sent to the Florida home of Donald Trump Jr., the eldest son of GOP frontrunner Donald Trump. Trump Jr. opened the letter, which also contained a death threat. Officials on the scene reportedly do not believe the substance was deadly. It's the second time white powder has been sent to the former president's oldest son. In 2018, his then-wife Vanessa was taken to a New York City hospital after she opened an envelope addressed to her husband that contained an unidentified white powder. Police later said the substance was not dangerous. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And Donald Trump has appealed his $454 million New York civil fraud judgment, challenging a judge and a finding that he lied about his wealth as he grew the real estate empire that launched him into stardom in the presidency. Former president's lawyers filed a notice of appeal Monday, asking the state's mid-level appeals court to overturn the judge's February 16th ruling and Attorney General Letitia James's lawsuit. The appeal ensues that the ensures that the legal fight over Trump's business practices will persist in the thick of the presidential primary season and likely beyond. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.